When you stop to notice, there are a whole lot of very encouraging developments that are being inspired by the COVID craziness that continues to grip much of the nation and the world. For every mad big government grab for power that has happened in response to what was likely a government-made virus from a government-run lab in Wuhan, there are two or three very encouraging and quite unintended consequences of those crazy power grabs and attempts by government and corporations to secure complete Orwellian control over the masses. One of the great things that has come through this mess is clarity as to just how much of a negative public schools really are. These system-serving drone production factories or human resource cultivation farms were already system-serving drone production factories and human resource cattle farms before COVID came along, but now they're being revealed to be even worse than that as the elite abuser class is pushing them into such Orwellian extremes that even well-programmed human resource parents who actually believe that state-run child programming farms are good and even necessary things, even these people, these parents, are beginning to wake up to the true nature of government-run children's education. Now, before diving further into that, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel. This channel is new and requires a lot of my time to get it off the ground. So sharing videos, liking videos, and subscribing to the channel helps a lot. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Now let's get back into the price that big government schools are paying for big government COVID mania. Even many people who are still pretty much loyal materialist statists who generally want Uncle Scam to take their children and tell them what to think about reality for at least the next 12 or 13 years, even those parents, or many of them at least, are beginning to question what was just a year or two ago unquestionable to them. So, as the elite abuser class and its mass media tools push lockdown 2.0 and the mass vaccination narrative, included in that narrative is another predictable push to make public schools even more sterile and dehumanizing than normal with more masks, more pimping of experimental gene therapies as vaccines, and more punishing children and parents who refuse to play along with the insanity. This is the context in which many parents are understandably beginning to wake up. An article run Thursday by Reuters touched on this. The article is titled, U.S. School Masks Debate Erupts Anew Weeks Before Classes Resume. I'll link to the article in the description, but you already know the basics, I'm sure. Government-run human cattle resource farms are planning to push government propaganda and hysteria-fueled approaches to what was likely a government-made virus from a government-run lab in Wuhan. They will push to mask your children, they will push to separate your children, and generally groom them for future abuse by a perverted state and the elite abuser class that calls the shots. Speaking of shots, the injection of children with experimental gene therapies marketed as vaccines will also be a part of the program. So why participate? Why send our little ones to experience this day after day, week after week, and year after year in what should now be plain as a plan to perpetually impose these sorts of things without end? Does anyone believe that two shots will be enough? Three? Four? Ten? 20? Does anyone believe that two lockdowns will be enough? While in a way it is sad that these sorts of developments are what's needed or what's proven to be needed to get millions of parents to finally yank their children from the clutches of these human resource farms, if that's what it takes, then hallelujah. The more aggressively that the psychopathic elite abuser class pushes lockdown 2.0 and perpetual vaccines, the more people will wake up to the sheer insanity of it all and adjust accordingly. Now, as you may know, YouTube has already been yanking some of our videos and has suspended one of our channels for a week. Now more than ever, we need your support on other channels and platforms as well as on YouTube, so please subscribe on the channel that you're watching on now and get connected on other channels listed at hellraiserreport.com. We're on Gab TV, we're on BitChute, we're on many other channels and they're rolling along smoothly. But even more importantly, you can get a lot more detail and have access to more in-depth material on subjects like this by signing up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.